Hi, this is Bobby Ojeda, and you're listening to my podcast, Bobby O's Change of Pace. And today I'm going to start off with Cespedes. Naturally, we have to talk about him and that situation because it's turned from bad to bleak to dire to he's out. He's out now and all of next year. And that's the point I want to make. When you lose your star player, this guy was going to carry your ball club. Even though he only did it for 2 months in 2015, and he did it fantastically, he was going to be the leader of this team. That's why they gave him 4 years. He's gone, and they're trying to tell you, fans, how much can you take? And I get it. How much can you take? There reaches a point. Can they just be honest and not tell you, well, he's going to be out this year and most of next year. He hasn't had the surgery yet. It's going to be a staggered 2 to 3 month surgery. Okay, heels of your feet. What can you do? Nothing. So rather than tell you this, come out, face the cameras, and say this is a huge blow to our ball club. But you know what, fans? We're gonna change direction because we have to. We set a course with this guy to be our leader. That's gone. So we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to make these trades, and we're going to improve this ball club drastically and quickly, and we're going to pivot. We're going to pivot, and I want you to know what we're going to do, fans. Fans, I don't blame you for being angry. You still love the Mets. You still love baseball. But at what point do you say, I can't take this anymore? Do they take us for fools? And I don't know when they're gonna pivot as an organization and say what we're doing is wrong. The way we're going about it is wrong. They've got three GMs. Their fingerprints are all over this thing that they've built, and it's a mess. There should be a huge pivot there. There should be a huge pivot there. There should be some reason for optimism for next year. It doesn't have to be, you know, this silliness of hiding behind, well, Cespedes will be out most of this year, well, all of this year, and most of next year. That's a lie. And again, you're counting on a guy to have this major surgery and then come back and lead your ball club. Well, you know, we all know that's not going to happen. He's no spring chicken. He's not. And this is big. This is huge. But the honesty or dishonesty or misinformation that they try to pass along is doing a disservice. Every team has weird stuff happen. They do. But a little straightforward honesty, a little get in front of that camera, take questions, give honest answers, have a plan. Have a plan. Stop being reactive. Be proactive. Have a meeting. It doesn't take long when you get news like this to have a meeting with your leaders. What are we going to do, man? How are we going to address this? What direction are we moving? And then come out and throw a little honesty at you. You would like that. I know you'd like that. We'd all like that. All Met fans would like that. All Met fans deserve that. So it's frustrating. It's frustrating for everybody. And that's the feedback I got when I asked you to give me some what you were thinking. And that is what I got, the frustration. The frustration, what's going on. The way, and one other thing on the Cespedes deal, the way they treated this guy was criminal. Criminal. You don't treat any player that way, never mind your best. And what way am I talking about? Question his heart. Question his desire to play. Now, he's from another country. He has a different way to go about things. But he didn't become who he is by being a slacker. He didn't become one of the best by being a slacker. And he's been playing in pain for years. And I've always told you that, folks. I said, you're not always feeling good. So he's out there playing banged up. And I know, you know, people get mad at him. But you don't really know what's going on in the guy's body. But for the general manager to come out and question his heart and willingness to play was flat out wrong. Just wrong. You wonder why great players don't want to go to an organization? That's why. Who wants to go somewhere where they're going to question me as a man? Are you kidding me? Awful. And now the guy has this horrible surgery, acknowledge he's played in pain. Now, did they give him all kinds of x-rays and examinations before they inked that four-year deal? You bet they did. They didn't find it. Okay, is that his fault? I don't think so. I don't think so. So there's a bad situation going on. A little honesty from the front office would be great. From the ownership would be fantastic. The mileage they would get out of that by just being honest with you and just laying it out there for you. You deserve that. You should have that. You should have that. Now, all the talk of the trades is going on. Trading deadline this, trading deadline that. I've advocated trading everybody except Jay Horowitz and Seth Lugo. And if I came down to one or the other, I'd trade Seth and I keep Jay. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. But the reality is they got to make massive trades. They've got to flip the script here. They've got complacent guys who are comfortable losing, and that ain't good. That's not good. Guys need to be hungry and angry and driven to win. And I'm just not seeing that, folks. I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing guys who like being in New York and doing their thing and trying their best. And I get it. Okay, I get it. But not on my team. Thank you. Goodbye. So they traded Familia basically for money. Okay, fine. All right, we get it. Fine. Go ahead and do that. Now there's talk of Wheeler. There's talk of possibly Mats. The Yankees just picked up a lefty. There's value for lefties, folks. There's value for them. So do you keep Mats or Wheeler? I could possibly see getting rid of both of them. Will they? I don't know. And you go back to DeGrom. There's your best one. You want to make a monster deal. You want to make a big deal. You want to shake this thing up. You want to package all kinds of people and make the biggest moves you can do. I know to me, it's the type of thing that when you are in dire straits like this, you're losing faith of your diehard fans. You need to do something to let them know you're trying. And in reality, it's going to help your ball club. It's not just a surface move. It's a real move. We're changing this up, folks. It isn't working. We admit it. We admit it. We're falling on our sword here. We admit it. We're coming clean. We've made bad decisions. And we're going to stop doing that right now. And we're going to start making efforts to clean this thing up. What would you Met fans do? You'd be like, oh my God, this is great. Just like that. Oh my God, this is great. Just like that. There's a huge mistrust, though. And understandably so. There's a mistrust in what they're telling you because you can see with your own eyes, one and one is two. And there's mistrust in these guys who are making these deals to make a good deal. There's mistrust in the guys who put this team together to trade. Now, if you trade DeGrom, Met fans would be like, don't trade him, but you get a haul back. You get some players back that you know good players, you know bad players. You get some players back and you go, my goodness, we got a little something here. All right, we may have had to trade our best guy, but we've got something. I'll tell you another thing. You trade him, maybe you sign him back in a couple, 3 years when you have a real team. Maybe you got a real team in a year. Who knows? But you have to improve. There's three areas in baseball. I tell you, folks, you got to have two of the three areas: offense, defense, and pitching. You Met fans know that. You're the most intelligent fans around. You get it. That's why I don't smoke screen it. That's why I don't try to BS you. That's why you guys like me, I hope. You need two of the three. You need offense, defense, pitching. Two of the three, not the best one. The Mets tried this fantasy, and we're going to have the best pitcher staff in the world. Meanwhile, our defense is horrible, and our offense is spotty, but we walk. Nothing about winning. Nothing about winning baseball. Nothing about that. We're going to lead the team in walks. Lead the league in walks. And our defense is, who cares? Our speed, whatever. Our offense, maybe we'll hit home runs, walk a couple guys, hit a 3-run home run, and win. That don't fly. You have the best pitcher on this planet, Earth, and you can't win games. You can't win games because, as I said, you don't have two of the three. You have the best pitcher in the world, and you cannot win games. And not for the foreseeable future. It's not going to happen. So you can lose without him and improve your ball club. Probably quickly. You guys don't, no one wants, because we all remember when Tom Seaver, well, not all of us, but you young kids hear the stories from your folks and your grandpas and what have you. and it left a horrible taste. It really did. But the Mets were a different ball club. That was a different world, a different era. This is today. You're not that far from the top or the bottom. They didn't have two wild cards back in the day. Got them now. Got them now. So you're not that far out of the playoffs each and every year. You're just not. You're able to turn a ball club pretty quick. You don't have to make a deal, but you certainly don't do this nonsense. Well, we're going to need just a haul of everybody. Actually, we're going to trade the entire Minnesota team for DeGrom. Will you do that? Please, stop with that. It's going to take this monster thing. It's going to take a lot of people. Other GMs get it. It's going to take a lot of people to get him. It's going to take good people. That's why a package deal is the best. Because then the other guy who makes the deal, even though he might be giving up way more than he wanted to for DeGrom, he can hide behind the package deal. It gives the other GM a reason to go ahead and make that deal and not look like he overpaid. It's a way to hide it. Every GM should know that. It's a way you hide it. That's why you do a package or a three-way. Confuses everybody. And then the game starts and everybody forgets what happened. But to improve the ball club quickly and get to the postseason, it does not have to be an eight-year ordeal. It doesn't have, and no one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear, well, we got an eight-year plan. I love that when they say, we have a plan. It's like what the Braves are doing right now. Well, we weren't supposed to be competitive until next year. We're ahead of schedule. What a joke of a thing to say. You can't time it down to the year. Stop thinking you're so smart. Get good players and let them play. Right now, the Mets do not have good players. They have bad players. They have bad old guys, and they got really questionable young ones. And speaking of the young ones, Conforto. Conforto's hitting 210, 220. Had a horrible shoulder injury. Got a lot of pressure on him. I've been young. I've been trying to earn my wings in the big leagues. It's a lot of pressure. It's fun. You thrive on pressure. It's not a drag. You love it. You love it. But what do they do? A kid hitting 220 on another team would probably be getting sent down. Here, they come to him and say, we're going to need you to step up and be a leader. What? What did I hear? Let me clear my ears. I mean, as a kid, you're like, wow, I'm glad to hear that. I was thinking I was getting sent down. Now this guy comes and says, I got to step up and be a leader. Are you kidding me? Hitting 220. You're going to have to be a leader. That's how devoid of an understanding of athletes they have right now. That's how convoluted the message is. Rather than take pressure off people, they throw more on you. He's got his hands full with big league pitchers. Got a book on him, you know, as big as a novel. Same thing's happening to Nimmo. His numbers are nosediving. You don't ask youngsters to step up and be a leader. You tell them to sit there and be quiet. You think the Yankees brought up Andujar and said, hey, we're going to need you to lead this thing. Nope. They brought Drury in to take pressure off of him. Off of him. And then the concussion happened. Then Andujar got in there, and he just progressed very quietly. Very quiet. Just did his little thing. Next thing you know, Drury's gone. And that's how you ease into the big leagues. That's how you ease into things. You don't add pressure to young athletes. You don't do it. They feel enough. The good ones like it. Now, the Yankees across town, you know, Judge goes down with the injuries, looking at 3 weeks. When the Yankees stay 3 weeks, you can probably kind of book 3 weeks about. Look at Tanaka. He blows the hand. Both hammies go out. They said, well, he's going to be out for a while. Okay, left it at that. Let him do his thing. Let him get healthy. Came back, tosses a complete game. And all the while, they were like, we need another starting pitcher. So they've been hunting, searching for one. Now they just got one in Hap the other day. There they go. And you know, off they go to the rodeo. They don't wait and sit still. And now Gray's throwing good because he's feeling the heat. Veteran guys like extra heat. They really do. Older guys do. On a monster team, you do. So Judge goes down. What do they do? Well, maybe we got to go get a bat. What? You guys are a monster? Yeah. They're not going to push Judge. We need you back in 3. We need you back. Come on, man. You think they're going to question his heart if it takes a little longer? You think they're going to question whether he wants to play if it takes a little longer than it should? Doubt it. So immediately they're talking about, Matt, well, we might have to go get another bat. They're a little nervous over the season. Everybody always is. But they embrace it. They're not here to snag a wild card spot. And they go, well, we got to the postseason. They're not here to play 500 ball. They're here to win the World Series. That's their mindset. They shoot for the World Series every year. They don't shoot for 500. They don't wait for people to come back. They move. They're light on their feet. They pivot. They pivot when they need to. And don't tell me about the money. They're under the cap. They spend a lot of money, but they print money because they're so good every year. The Mets spend a lot of money, just not wisely. Just not wisely. And it's a shame. But they really need to change. And stop. I know everybody was texting me and what have you about ownership. Stop worrying about ownership. Just stop. Just stop. Because, you know, I don't see them going anywhere. They, in spite of what you all think, they love the team and they love the Mets. They really do. They've just picked some bad people. Or no, not bad people. They've picked some guys who don't get it to run their team. They don't get it. Insulting players is certainly not something you do. And let me tell you something. I'll go back to Beltran on that. Remember that? Remember that fiasco? They questioned that guy's heart. Questioned him up and down. One of the finest gentlemen to throw on a uniform. And a Met uniform to boot. He took a curveball that no one will let go. Which is too bad. But then again, they questioned him. And what did he do? He goes, you know what? I'm going to get the surgery on my own. I'll take care of it. And he did. He didn't badmouth him. He just took care of business like a man, like a pro. Like, it's my job to take care of this body. He did it. And they're like, well, he's done. They actually said he's done. He's not going to play again. Play another 7-8 years, I think. See, you can't attack people personally. You can't do that because you don't know. It's not personal. Guys are athletes. And if a guy wants to play, he wants to play. And if he doesn't want to play and you sign him, well, shame on you, not shame on him. You got to have some insight. So hopefully the Mets will. They've got to make some changes at the top. They've got to change the message. They've got to change the philosophy. They've got to change the whole thing. And it would start rapidly with a big trade. I'd love to see it happen. Multiple players, multiple people. Just move this, shake this thing up. But with a plan. Don't just change. Don't just move deck chairs on the Titanic. Make a plan. Use those deck chairs to make a lifeboat. Make next year a better year. Okay. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope I wasn't too negative. I try not to be too negative. I just try to be honest. Sometimes I get worked up. But one other thing. They've got to stop shopping at Five Below. Yeah, and the sad thing is, I know what that is. I know what that is. It's very sad. I know what it is. I don't go in there, but I know what it is. They're shopping there hoping to find a Louis bag for $29.99. Stop. You got to get quality players, and you got to understand this. You got to understand the stats. You got to understand the sabermetrics. You can't just read the numbers. Oh, look at those numbers. Let's get him. Nope. More insight has to come from the top on down. And that's it. This time, that's it for real. Until next time, I hope you enjoy listening. I enjoy talking to you, and I'll catch you later.